Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke today ordered new studies on the oil and gas potential of federal land on the North Slope, including in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Zinke made the announcement at an oil and gas industry conference in Anchorage, marking a significant departure from the Obama administration's approach to resource development in Alaska.
So the president has declared, and thank you, Donald J. Trump, that the war on North American energy is now over.
The order also sets in motion a review of the management plan for the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, with changes aimed at providing more land for oil and gas leasing. Zinke was flanked by Alaskan political leaders when he signed the order, including Governor Bill Walker, Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Congressman Don Young. During a press conference following the announcement, Zinke told reporters that the federal government plans on partnering with the oil and gas industry to assess the Arctic Refuge's oil potential. The last assessment was done in 1998. Zinke claimed the order doesn't loosen environmental protections on the North Slope.
Nothing I sign today in any way diminishes or relaxes the environmental protections that are necessary. And we understand that it's a sensitive area up there. We understand that people have made their living up there as assistants for generations and will in generations to come.
But Lois Epstein with the Wilderness Society in Anchorage said drilling isn't allowed in certain parts of the National Petroleum Reserve for a reason.
From our perspective, given how valuable the lands are that are off limits, there's no reason we should be opening up those areas because we have plenty of less sensitive places to be drilling.
Any move to allow drilling in the Arctic Refuge must go through Congress, and multiple attempts to do so in the past 30 years have been unsuccessful. Zinke did not make clear whether the reassessment would require work on the ground. Drilling opponents say that would require congressional approval, too.